on 90.5 FM WUOL, your classical choice, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, BWV 1050. Performing here was the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra, Toon Koopman conducting. Good afternoon, I'm Carol Larson. We have support today from Le Relais, the French restaurant at historic Bowman Field, hosting catered holiday parties and special events in their private rotunda. Le Relais also presents their new fall menu and live music on Sunday evenings. For party information and reservations, the number is 451-9020. We also have support today from the Community Foundation of Louisville, where qualifying donors can roll over IRA assets tax-free to provide lasting support for the causes they love. The Community Foundation, helping donors make a difference forever. Details at 585-4649. Well, good afternoon. You are listening to WUOL Louisville, your classical choice at 90.5 FM and on the web at WUOL.org. We are a service of the Public Radio Partnership.
Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on 90.5 FM WUOL, broadcasting live from WUOL's performance studio on 4th Street in downtown Louisville. Now, here's your host, Alan Brandt.
Thank you. Yes, indeed, we are live today, and it's a very special occasion. Each Lunchtime Classics is special, but this one especially because we have the winners of the 2006 National City WOL Young Artist Competition. And we did this a couple years ago, and we were able to do it again thanks to National City. And hopefully we can do it in the future as well as we showcase the many, many young, talented artists that live here in Kentuckiana and the surrounding areas. The competition was open to youth aged 9, I believe, 9 to 19, and we had some very fine competitors a couple of weeks ago. They performed right here in our performance studio here at 619 South 4th Street, and we'll be presenting the winners today. But first, I would like to welcome and say thank you to National City Representative Jessica Lutzow.
Thank you, Alan, for having me. I just wanted to say on behalf of Chuck Denny, our president, Mary Griffith, our vice chairman, and all the employees of National City, we've been pleased to partner with the Public Radio Partnership on this instrumental partner program, which we've been doing earlier in the year. I'll give you a little sideline on that. That is where instruments from the community have been refurbished and then given out to students all across the area who are in need of an instrument and don't have one so that they can become young artists themselves. Today we have the young artists from the competition that we had, and I heard them practicing a little bit earlier, and I have to say I was really moved. It's a heartfelt thing, and I'm sure that these young performers here today are really going to show us what it means to be an artist at such a young age. They're over here, they're looking all ready to go and give us a treat. So it's our pleasure to be a part of this. Music is very important to our youth and our community, and to showcase this kind of talent here that we have in Louisville, we're just glad to bring that to you. So on behalf of National City, we're glad that everyone is here. There's a wonderful audience today, and everyone out there listening will know how many wonderful kids we have. Thanks.
Thank you, Jessica. Now, our winners are going to be receiving certificates. The first and second prize winning will receive plaques. And everyone today that performs will be receiving one of our new WOL Gottschalk t-shirts. Gottschalk is the composer that you heard at the beginning. He provided our theme, an American composer. It also has WOL on the back. And I have a feeling some of our contestants may have to grow into these. But let's start it off with our first performer, one of our honorable mentions, and she did compete and did win a couple of years ago in our 2004 competition. Please welcome harpist Victoria Bates, 15 years old.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
That was wonderful. What did we hear?
La Source by Hasselmans.
By Hasselmans. Mm-hmm. 15 years old, mm-hmm. and you play the heck out of the harp.
Well, thank you.
It's such a beautiful instrument, but it's a little big.
A little bit.
I had a question. How many harpists are there? Are there a lot of harpists compared to violinists, or very few compared to violinists?
Compared to violinists. There are actually a lot in Louisville, probably about 15, which is a lot for harp.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Well, when you see an orchestra, usually there's the 17 violinists or whatever, and then in the back there's the harpist mm-hmm. getting ready to play that Tchaikovsky, 2 minutes or something like that. But I suppose as a harpist, you have a lot of opportunities for other gigs like weddings and functions like that.
Yes, a lot of harpists play weddings and just dinners and mm-hmm. all sorts of things.
Now, what got you interested in the harp first?
Well, my parents wanted to get me piano lessons when I was very little, but I told them no, I didn't want to play piano, and so my grandparents, for Christmas when I was 8, got me a little harp, an Irish harp. It's about 3 feet tall. And from there, as I grew, the harp did too.
Now, you have a teacher here in Kentucky, Anna, who's well-known to a lot of us. In fact, she's been on Lunchtime Classics before, right?
Mm-hmm. Lisa Spurlock, yes.
Wonderful person,
yes.
From musical family and a good teacher, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you plan to do? Are you going to be a harpist as an occupation?
I'd like to continue to do it. I'd like to play freelance as long as I can. I'm not looking for as harp as a profession, but I would like to continue as a freelance artist, yes.
That would be nice. You have the best of both worlds. You could be a musician and make money in another occupation.
Yes.
At the same time.
That's what I'm hoping for, yes.
Well, that's great. And congratulations on your honorable mention. You performed
thank you very much.
Beautifully. And I have to mention that all our winners today will also have their names sent to From the Top, which is the national young artist program that we have on Sunday afternoons and Saturday mornings here on 90.5 WOL. We will have our little recommendation along with their application to get them on that program. So, Victoria, thank you very much. And Jessica,
thank you.
Did you want to present?
I think maybe. Find a bigger one. She's a bigger
yeah, there's a medium there. Jessica from National.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Victoria Bates, 15 years old. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of her. Coming up next is a real treat. I've seen them perform before. We had the Macaulay Young Artist Competition here last year, the winners, and the Fairy Trio was there, and they were winners, and they performed magnificently. They consist of 9-year-old cellist Ann Richardson, 11-year-old Mary Gail Richardson, and 12-year-old pianist Kahoro Imano, and we'll talk to them after they perform, but let me introduce another honorable mention from the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition, the Fairy Trio. Fairy Trio, violinist Mary Gail Richardson, cellist Ann Richardson, and pianist Kahoru Amano. Come on up. This won't bite you. Come a little closer, if you can. Mary Gail, I want you all up here at the same time. That's marvelous. What did we hear? What did you play? Don't remember.
By?
By Mozart. Mozart. All right. Well, you don't have to know it to play it, right? I mean, know what it is? No. It was beautiful. One of the piano trios, I imagine. Okay, very nice. Now, how did you three meet? It wasn't in a dark alley at midnight at a bus station right after a gig. You're a little too young for that kind of thing. How did you all get together?
College chamber music competition, and we had to get a pianist because we just couldn't do it with two people. So Nancy brought over Kaharu, and the first time we played fairies, and that's how we got our name.
Now, Ann, you're the shy one, right? I could tell by performing. You were looking everywhere except the score. That's amazing. But Mary Gail, you are the older sister, correct? Of Ann, what's it like to have a sister that's kind of following you around and playing accompaniment for you, if you want it or not?
Annoying.
I guess I knew that answer. And is there a dynamic between you two as sisters that Kahoru, is there sometimes they have something going on that you notice, but since you're not part of the family yet, you're kind of like, what's between them? Do they have some kind of communication that you see but don't understand?
No.
All right. I know it was a lousy question, but what's coming up for the future? Are you going to be a trio for the next few years?
Yes, we are hoping.
Mm-hmm. And now you all are solo performers as well. What do you prefer? Do you like working in a chamber setting or being the star?
I like working with them.
I like working in a chamber music setting.
Okay, and
being the star.
Being the star. Somehow I knew that was going to happen. Well, I've got a lot more questions for you, Anne, but we're going to be hearing from Anne in just a few minutes. So, Jessica, if you could come and give part of what we're going to be giving you.
Looking for a tiny sheet?
Yeah, there's a small in there.
Okay.
Let's see what it does. What do you think? Is that going to work? Well, you know, you can cinch it in the middle. You can wear it as a dress or something. That might work. Yeah, we have smalls and mediums.
I think the other two girls, mediums.
Okay, I think so.
You play beautifully. And I'm not the best hostess here. This is for you, hon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, the Fairy Trio. And thank you, Jessica from National City, who sponsored the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition here at WOL. We have gone through our honorable mentions. We actually, if you notice that today's performance features all females, but we actually did have members of the weaker sex in the competition. And one was an honorable mention. Cellist Alan Okubo could not be here, but he did a brilliant performance of a Bach cello suite. And we're sorry that he won't be here to show his talents to you. So we go on to our second prize winner. Pianist Melissa Hu is next, 15 years old, and she will be at the piano performing for us. And we'll talk to her after we hear from Melissa Hu.
Thank you.
Melissa, who did I, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Mm-mm.
How should I say it? Ho.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done. What did we hear?
It was the third movement of Beethoven's Sonata in C minor.
Okay. Well done. And usually when we have competitions, a lot of pianists are involved. I know that there are a lot of pianists out there looking for piano gigs and things to do with themselves. But there's a lot of competition out there. Do you feel that at age 15 you have a lot of competition right now?
I know there are some good pianists out there, but right now I'm just kind of focusing on, you know, improving myself. I'm mm-hmm. not really into the, you know, I have to win thing, so.
And you compete a lot?
Not a lot, like maybe once per season. I haven't been competing a lot in the past year, but.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's a very good experience because you have the pressure of performing in front of someone on a different piano each mm-hmm. time in the different surroundings. How'd that piano play for you today?
I really like that piano. It's a lot better than some of the ones that I've played on.
So are you saying that unlike us, the piano tuner doesn't come in right before the performance, your contest?
I just... That's a beautiful piano. I like Steinways. I mean, everyone does, but...
Mm-hmm. So when did you start playing?
I actually started banging on the keyboard when I was about 5, and then my parents decided when I was 6, you know what, you're going to play piano. You're not going to mm-hmm. have any say in this. So I wasn't really sure at first if I wanted to play or not, but, you know, I've been playing ever since, so... Mm.
Well, a lot of really professional young artists do have the parents that push them, and kids need that push, don't they? I mean, you really, because you don't know what you're going to do. You're just a kid.
Mm.
I had no idea what I was going to do. I still don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. But it's nice to have parents that kind of push you in a direction they see talent.
Well, they started pushing when I was younger, but now they've backed off a little bit. They still have expectations, but right now it's mainly, okay, you practice and we'll leave you alone. So
very good.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You're our second prize winner, which is a very good accomplishment. And Jessica from National City is here to give you part of your prize today.
Thank you.
I'm wishing that only I had stayed practicing the piano and my parents had pushed me and I didn't give it up. So I just want to say that to all of these young people who have kept it up, I mean, this is absolutely wonderful. It's really, it's not only a gift, it's a talent, but I think you will grow to appreciate your ability to do this in years to come, don't you think, Alan? When you just need to, do you do it to relax? That's one of my questions. What's kind of the, you know, you say that you go to practice all the time, the harpist is as well as a young lady, but do you find sometimes you just, hey, I want to relax, I'm going to play, is that?
Usually when I'm playing the piano, I don't have to think about anything else, so it's a good getaway. I don't have to think about my 8 hours of homework lying ahead, so that's good.
Just wanted to know. Thank you for the answer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Melissa Ho. If you've just joined us, this is a live broadcast of Lunchtime Classics at WOL as we present the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition winners. We held the competition a couple of Saturdays ago, I believe, right here in this performance studio. And we had a lot of talented local young people take part. It was just a joy to see all the people, all the kids taking part. During the end of the Fairy Trio, I added up the combined age of the Fairy Trio, and I still have 9 years on them. Now, that makes me feel very humble. One of the reasons I feel humble is one of the members of the Fairy Trio, and she was one of our first prize winners. We had a tie this year. Not too unusual for competitions, but a very special young girl, and she's come on out. Ann Richardson is 9 years old, and she is performing with accompanist John Hernandez. We are just amazed by the talent of this young girl, as we are with all the competitors this year during the competition. So let's enjoy, as they set up, 9-year-old Ann Richardson. All right, John, what was that piece? Okay. What was the name of that piece?
Allegro Appassionato by Camille Saint-Saëns.
All right, Allegro and Appassionato by Camille Saint-Saëns. Excellent. Well done. And first prize. Congratulations. How does that make you feel?
Good.
Good. Well, it makes me feel good that we had you as part of the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition. When did you start playing?
When I was in kindergarten.
A couple years ago, huh? Oh, wait, no, I guess that would be a little more than that, because you're 9 now.
Yeah.
And your cello is kind of small. Of course, it has to fit your body, doesn't it? It's what size cello is that?
It's a quarter size.
A quarter size. So a quarter the size of a regular cello. Yeah. Yes? Is that what that means? About the half size? Sounds like that's what it means.
It's a little smaller than a half.
A little smaller than a half. Okay. Well, I thought they just put a peg on the end of a violin and had you start playing it upright. But it's nice that they make instruments that small. Now, how did you get interested in the cello?
Well, when we were at church when I was in kindergarten, they have like this chamber orchestra thing, and there was this cellist, and I don't know why, but I just wanted to play the cello, because I knew that my sister, she would get mad at me if I played violin, so I played cello.
Well, we don't want to outshine your older sister. I didn't have that problem with my older sister. She outshines me, but I know you're too early to make plans for your future, though, but is this something you think you'd like to do when you're all grown, make a living?
Yes.
I think you'll do well. One thing I noticed while you were playing, most cellists seem to look at the fretboard when they're playing. You look everywhere else but what you're doing. You're looking at the audience. You're looking at the accompanist. You're looking around, and you're staring holes through them. During the recital, you looked at me, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she's looking right through me. You have such confidence. Does that come naturally?
Yeah.
Well, you're a wonder to behold, and I hope that you'll be on here again in the future. I have a feeling that we're going to hear a lot more from Ann Richardson in the future. Not only do you like playing cello, but you're doing a little dancing this year, too, with the Louisville Ballet at the Nutcracker, right?
Yeah.
So look for her. She's in the party scene. As she told me before the concert, she's a party girl in the Nutcracker. And what else are you in the Nutcracker?
I'm one of the little people who come out of the Madame Bonbon skirt and the one who sleeps and waves goodbye.
Oh, is she the one that gets wrapped up in the ribbons? What fun. Well, great. And congratulations, Jessica. Would you like to come over? Oh, she's already got your T-shirt. That's right. You've been here before. Thanks so much. Ann Richardson, 9 years old. Well, our next artist can get set up with her accompanist. It's just a delight to be able to talk to these kids, not only to be able to host a young artist competition, and thanks to National City, we've been able to do that and give young artists a venue where they can show off their talents. Even more importantly, or perhaps as important, is to give them the opportunity to compete. I know perhaps competition's not what everyone likes to do, sometimes in T-ball. There's no winners and losers and things, but competition is a part of life, and kids might benefit from learning how to compete. And it's wonderful that they're all professionals already. I haven't seen any of our competitors balk at performing in front of people, and that's part of the reason why we're glad that they're here. First prize was a tie, and the first prize, by the way, part of it, the main prize, was a, what was it? It was a National City savings account in their name. And so both Ann Richardson and our next performer will be getting that, as well as a plaque and our thanks. 12-year-old Stephanie Zysak is no stranger to us. She competed 2 years ago and was a winner and actually performed on From the Top, yes? So we're glad to welcome her back. 12-year-old Stephanie Zysak is joined by accompanist Chi Yi Chin. Good job. Whoa, my. Now, I know that piece. That's Antonio Bazzini, The Dance of the Goblins.
Yep.
And I do know that when RCA was originally going to release Itzhak Perlman's premiere CD, it was going to be just violin and piano, and that piece was part of his show-off debut. And it seems like you owned it. It's just amazing. And I noticed for the first time seeing it performed that it's actually more difficult than what I imagined, because you were saying playing the same note but on different strings. You had to go up.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So you're 12, yes? And you started playing violin when?
4.
When you were 4. So what size was the violin that you started with?
I have no idea.
Maybe one like the one I have on my Christmas tree right now. Isn't that small? Now, is this a full size?
No, it's a 7/8.
7/8. Okay, so you're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful to be able to start early, and as you get older, graduate to larger instruments, and then getting to the full size will be no problem.
Yep.
So, do you have plans for the future?
Well, I'm planning to continue playing violin. I don't really know what I'm going to do with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for sure that I plan to keep playing it. So.
Now, you've been on From the Top before. Have you performed in front of audiences other than that, too?
Yes. I'm playing with Indiana University Violin Virtuosi, and just recently went to Italy to finish a trip.
You went to Italy and you performed there. Wow, that's great. You are also of our contestants, I think, the farthest, you had the farthest to come, because you live in Cincinnati now, is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you took the time, the long drive, to get here and be one of our first place winners. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stephanie Zysak is 12 years old. I know Jessica had a question for you.
No, I just wanted to say to all the folks that are listening to this, if you get a chance, luckily Metro TV has taped this for us, because you really do need to see it. We talk about, you know, we've asked all the young artists here about the composers that they've selected and the pieces that they're playing. But I just kind of, you know, to go along with it, the composure of these young people when they played, I mean, it was amazing. You have to, I mean, you're all listening to the music, but I hope you get a chance to go on Metro TV and see the music. Stephanie, you were just absolutely amazing. Everyone was living the music, but I could really feel it, and I think too, Alan's point, you have to see it be played, because I think we all really have a new appreciation for it. So, gosh, at 12 years old, I hope you don't stop. I mean, I think you have a bright future ahead of you. Here's this. Thank you very much, hon.
Thank you.
We're certainly glad you made the trip down to show us what mm-hmm. what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Stephanie Zysak.
Thank you.
And thank you, Jessica. Jessica Lutzow from National City. This was the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition, our winner's recital. And everyone that competed were outstanding, but you know, some a little more outstanding than others. And as you heard today, we've got a great future in these young performers. And hopefully WO will be there, too. It's part of our mission to not only present live performances. I mean, really, classical music is best when it's seen live mm-hmm. and really just experienced. But also, like National City, to encourage young artists to become mature, well-rounded adults. And if some of them decide to be adults on the concert stage, well, we're the better for it. So, a reminder that Metro TV Insight Channel 5 will be airing this program, as with many other Lunchtime Classics, Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock. That's Metro TV Insight Channel 25. I also wanted to mention that our judges in the competition were, I think, fairly impressive in their own right. We had, from the Kentucky Center Education Department, Jeffrey Jamner, who's also a pianist. Flutist Kathy Carr from the Louisville Orchestra was a judge. And WOL's own Daniel Gillum, who, besides being our afternoon announcer, 3 o'clock to 8 p.m.,
he is a composer, and he's got a debut of a Christmas piece coming up this month, too, at a couple places in Louisville. So we had some expert judges, and I listened to them deliberate, and they did a very fair job in the 2006 National City Young Artist Competition. So thanks to the judges and our competitors. Andrew High was our engineer. Check out our website for future Lunchtime Classics performances, wuol.org, and click on Lunchtime Classics. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go back to Carolyn's broadcast booth, and we'll see you next time.